Hello, my name's Dr. Sandra Cabot. I've been a medical doctor for over 40 years, and I've always believed in the power of holistic healing. Nutritional medicine is a wonderful thing and could help so many more people if only they got to know about it. So that's my mission, is to help people understand how they can use nutritional medicine. And I have a wonderful healer with me today who I'm going to talk to, and she's going to share her wisdom with you. Her name is Rua Wetters, and she is a naturopath from Western Australia. She's very well known, very successful, and passionate and dedicated, and has helped so many people to survive serious diseases and reverse diseases. And really, she has so much wisdom, it's essential that more people know about her. Rua Wetters has a business called Yours for Health, and she's able to help people with a one-on-one approach. So hi, Rua.
Hi, Dr. Cabot. Thank you for inviting me.
Pleasure. And I've got two of your lovely patients here today who've been very successful that we're going to talk to. One has reverse diabetes and one has reverse metastatic cancer, which is very hard to do. And it's just wonderful to see the power of nutritional medicine, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It definitely is, yes. It is wonderful to be able to share their journeys with everyone, and know that it does start with what we eat.
Yes, that's right. And what you eat really determines the health of your gut and the health of your liver. And this is where we have to start with people who are chronically unwell, is improving their liver function, improving their gut health, and of course giving them the knowledge and inspiration to do that. So we're going to talk to one of your patients in a minute, Jan. Yes. McGregor, who is a really an astounding woman and has achieved almost the impossible with your help. So what is your approach to people with chronic illness?
Well, what happened is Jane was sent to me a few years ago, I think about 6 or 7 years ago now, 6 years ago, and came into the clinic and sat in front of me, and basically a little Biafran lady who said, I've got a journey and a story to tell you, and she did. And at the end of that story, and the one thing I do with my patients is I listen. I have time, you've got time to sit in front of me, and I listen to your story from start to finish. And at the end of it, when she told me about her story, which she will share with you all shortly, I knew that we had to tackle it through what we were going to heal her gut, give her a great regime of plant-based foods, but also explaining to her why we were taking certain aspects of the food out of her body that started the cancer pathway in the first place.
Yes.
So it was about educating Jane.
Yes.
And then teaching her to facilitate her own health. So that's my role. I'm a facilitator.
Right.
So I educate my patients for them to take back their health, and then they're empowered to carry on with that journey for the rest of their lives.
Yes. True. Well, the greatest healer is herself.
Yes.
Yeah. You have to make the decision. You want to live longer. Not everybody wants to, and that's fine. But, you know, you've got to focus on what you decide you want, and you've got to help people to do that, because there's really an overload of information out there in this day and age, on the internet too, and I see a lot of people are confused. They'll come to me, say, oh, Dr. Cabot, look, this is everything I take. And I look in their basket and I see like 60 different bottles of vitamins. And there might be synthetic vitamins, or, you know, they're great big multivitamins held together with binders and fillers. And I think, well, you're really overdosing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And their diet may be wrong, or they've been told 10 different things. So people need a simple, clear strategy, and to be able to focus on that.
Absolutely, they do. And to simplify it for them to start with. But in Jane's case, we couldn't simplify it. Jane's case was 100%. It had to be, and Jane will get to discuss her story, but was 100% what she was taking, what she was putting in her mouth, what she was washing her body with, what she was cleaning her home with, was very, very important so that we could bring her back to full recovery.
Yes. So, Jane, it's great to have you here today. I think You're an amazing person. I really like to be around you. And I love it when you're on stage. You're so entertaining.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm glad I amuse people.
Yeah, and you're an accountant by trade.
Correct.
So you're a numbers lady, and you're very logical. And you had a disease, namely an aggressive cancer that had spread throughout your body, and you were experiencing that conventional medicine had failed you, and you turned to Rua. In your desperation, you were very thin and unwell, to get help, and you're now free of cancer.
Correct. Mm. The journey started a long, long time ago. I used to live and work in the northwest of Western Australia, and we had exceptionally hard water up there. So, like many in the northern parts of Western Australia, I became the victim to gallstones, which I now know could have been reversed, but back in those days I didn't have any of that knowledge. So like many, I've had my gallbladder out, and that then started what I now know as a journey that really was going nowhere in terms of my health. I did live a happy, healthy life for quite some years.
Yes.
I would have to admit that I was like most other people. I burnt the candle at both ends and in the middle too. I partied. I did all the things that normal people do. I'm passionate about my sport. So, yeah, I used to push my body to the nth degree. Mm. And ultimately, I was diagnosed with bowel cancer. Now, had I not actually popped a hernia playing golf, and that was a mighty swing that hit the ground rather hard, I probably wouldn't be here to tell the story, because the guy that actually went to do the operation to fix the hernia found a 1 kilo mass of cancer hanging on the outside of my bowel. Now, there was no visible signs from a colonoscopy that there were any issues. So that was the start of the journey. My oncologist and some of the best professors in Perth agreed that the surgery had been successful. It was encapsulated so that they could then not treat me with chemo at that time, which, you know, as a sports person, I was absolutely wrapped with that.
So yes.
Off I went, continuing on my merry way, surfing, playing golf, doing all the things I love doing. And 12 months later, almost to the day, I had my follow-up test, because I was quite diligent about the testing regime that they put me on, because I thought, if there's an indicator there that this thing's going to come back and get me, I actually want to know about it. So I had the forethought of mind to actually continue down the Western medicine path. I'm sitting in a cafe of all places in Kalgoorlie at a golf tournament, and I got the call to say that there was a hot spot on my liver, and that I was potentially going down the road of the cancer treatment yet again.
Yes.
The next part of the journey was, yeah, really quite challenging for me. They did a liver resection, quite a large liver resection, and rightly or wrongly, you know, I came from that ilk where you believed in the medical profession, and please don't anybody think that I don't believe in the medical profession, because I do. They have a purpose and a place.
Definitely.
We, as human beings, need to embrace that we own our own health.
Yes.
So my health was not my oncologists, my surgeons, my GPs. It wasn't their responsibility. It was actually mine. And to a large degree, I thought, oh, these guys are going to fix me. Oh, here we go. We'll go and do what they say. So I started down the road of chemotherapy, and that wasn't a very pleasant moment at all. I ended up having what they call chemo poisoning, which is basically a slight overdose of chemo. And when you put it in perspective, they were playing with 3 milligrams of chemo in a 70 kilo body weight, and they got it wrong. Mm. Now, the bit that went wrong was that I'd got very thin very quickly, and the margin for error was just too great, and we ended up in a bit of a mess. Into hospital, again, wasn't pleasant.
I was warned that if I couldn't get out of bed and walk, as a walking dead person would be thinking that, how on earth do you expect me to do this? I can't even sit up in this bed. At that point in time, I was down around the 48 kilo mark. But I had a lovely nurse, great team. They got me out of bed and I walked and I got out of that hospital. Interstates left my sister-in-law, who has been a patient of Rua's for many, many years, and she said, "You are coming to see Rua." And that's when the journey down the naturopathic road started. I still had, and I made the commitment to do the chemo and not to swap directly onto a holistic sort of approach. But with Rua's help, we cut out everything that was effectively not right in the diet to assist me to get over the issues. Now, Rua can explain to you some of the things like the oral thrush and all of those bits and pieces, which were just diabolical.
Yes.
Because I couldn't actually
this
swallow.
This is after the chemotherapy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, during the chemotherapy.
It just knocked out your immune system.
Absolutely.
So you got a lot of opportunistic infections.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you were miserable.
I was a miserable little soul.
Yes.
But the upshot of the miserable little soul went to Rua. She gave me lovely pills there were no pills, there were just potions. And some of these potions, I have to tell you up front, she's probably going to hit me for saying this, particularly on a podcast, they tasted shocking. They were absolutely shocking flavoured.
Well, you know they're going to work then.
Yeah, absolutely. And they did. They did work. Mm. So with lots of massage and lots of tonics and completely cutting a multitude of things out of my diet, i.e. no sugar, no gluten, no dairy, wholly organic vegetables, and if I see another green vegetable, I go, oh no, not another one, because that is my life. I live on green vegetables.
Yes.
I'm the green vegetable queen and I'm the fruit queen, and yeah, I'm now migrated 6 years later effectively back to one what people would call normal meal, and that's the meal I have at my family dinner once a week.
Yes. And Jane, how long ago did this happen?
Happened, the liver cancer was 5 years ago, the bowel cancer was 6 years ago, and I've just recently got over the 5 year hurdle. So yeah, I'm pretty chuffed with that.
So your oncologist very happy. And how much of your liver was removed approximately?
Two segments.
Okay. So you've enabled some regrowth of the liver?
Yes.
Through your new approach to diet?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and your formulas for detoxing?
On the scans of my liver, the segments that have grown back are almost back to the size of the original piece that was cut off.
Yes.
In terms of detoxing and where my liver function sits, having come out of the end of the chemotherapy, my liver function sat at the very bottom of the normal range, and being a doctor, you can explain that to anybody that wants to know what that is.
Mm.
And I've oscillated along the line of the very bottom for 5 years, until just recently when I got onto this lovely thing called a detox program.
Yes.
Generated and developed by none other than yourself.
Yes. True.
Rua
I'm
said,
to blame.
It's your fault.
Yeah.
Rua said to me, "You have to do this. You seriously have to do this." And I said, "Yeah, yeah, righto, yeah, I'll do it." So I've done the detox program. I did it once on my own, under my own steam, for the 21 days. And then after the 5 year test, there was a slight hiccup. There was a bit of a shadow that had been on my liver since pretty much day dot. And they weren't overly concerned about it, but it was still there. Mm. And I'd already done the detox, so Rua said to me, "No, it's actually time we did something about this."
So I agree.
I moved into her house and did a full-on juice, detox, colonics for a set period of time. These are a minimum of 14-day program, using, again, your detox program as the key. That was the foundation to it. And at the end of that, I came back out, had another set of blood tests done, And those blood tests showed an 11% improvement in my liver function,
yes,
which we thought would be a spike, and it was. And the next set of tests that I've had done are showing a sustained 5% increase in my liver function. So for the first time in 6 years, I'm actually back in what they call a normal range.
Normal range of liver function, which is typical of the liver. You know, if you give it the right tools to heal and repair itself, it will renew healthy liver cells.
Absolutely.
Of all the organs in the body, it repairs and renews, thank God. So how do you feel now? Are you feeling well?
I feel 100%.
Do you?
Yeah. I walk 18 holes of golf quite comfortably. I'm back on my surfboard. I'm back working full time.
Do you surf those really big waves? Do you ride big waves?
Years and years ago I used to, but for those of you who can't see me, I've actually had my 60th birthday, so no, I stick to the little waves now.
That's great.
Anything over a metre and a half is too big for me. I call it quits at that.
That's fabulous. Because that's like 4 foot wave, 5 foot wave. You'll ride that.
Oh, absolutely.
Go, Jane. Wow, what a woman. Yeah, so Rua, you're a very dedicated naturopath. Not many naturopaths would actually invite their patients into their home to join them on the journey to healing. You know, that you're a beautiful woman.
Thank you, Dr. Yes. Gabeau. It's been a passion of mine.
She is the best.
Yes.
Thank you, Jane. You're making me emotional. It's always been a passion of mine to help people grow and learn through food. And I actually didn't become a naturopath until my early 40s. And I said to my darling husband, we had our clinic for 8 years, and that was great. Consulting is wonderful. And don't get me wrong, I love consulting, but you never get to the nitty-gritty. And then there's, you know, health retreats that people can attend, and they go and attend them, and they learn how to meditate, and they learn how to eat something new, or they learn how to do this, but they don't know how to implement it in their own home. So they go away from the retreats, wherever they travel around the world. And I know this because my own husband and I have done these health retreats around the world to learn and grow and take bits and pieces of it that I knew I could implement. But I knew I needed to start to walk before I could run, and run before I could fly.
Yeah.
So before I fly, I want to have my health farms, which I'm going to implement in Australia and around the world.
Yes.
I'm doing it from my beautiful home by the beach in Coogee.
Wow.
So I invite patients who are ready to take that journey. They do have to prove to me that they're going to take that journey.
Mm.
After they've proven to me that they'll take that journey, they come and live with my home for a minimum of 14 days. I'm available for them 24 hours a day. I've had MS patients come and live with me, obesity patients come and live with me, diabetic patients, cancer patients, you name it. And at the end of those 14 days or more, we have turned their life around. And I say we, meaning them and myself.
You're definitely destined to have a health farm. I can see that.
Yes.
And we'll be sending you a lot of people.
Absolutely. And I want to share too, Dr. Gabeau, this health farm I want available for every person's walk of life and health and illness. So the idea is that we have top-end accommodation for those people who want that privacy.
Yes.
And then we have the middle-of-the-range accommodation. And I even want it that the backpacker can come with their own tent.
Yes.
But the treatment will be available for everyone.
Yes.
So that's my goal. It was a dream, but now it's a goal and it's going to become reality.
Yes, I can see that it will happen. What will you call your health farm healing retreat?
The name will come.
Well, I'm sure that they'll remember your name anyway, because it's unusual.
It very,
Rua.
Rua,
yes. Yes, so is that a Maori name?
It is a Maori name. My parents named me after my two grandmothers. My mother's mother was called Rua, and my father's mother was called Jessie.
Oh.
And people would ask me, what does it mean? And I said, well, actually, the name Rua means number two, and people would say, oh, so that means you're the second child. I said, no, I'm actually the fourth. My parents were Irish somewhere along the line. But no, they actually just, named after my grandparents.
That's a lovely name, Rua Wetters, amazing woman. And we're going to talk to one of your other patients now, Lorraine Volchevsky.
Yes, Lorraine Volchevsky, her and I have an amazing journey because she's actually my own sister. And Lorraine was diagnosed with diabetes over 28 years ago. And I knew then what she had at home. She's always been into hospitality and she loves feeding people.
Ah, sounds like my sister.
Yeah, loves feeding people. So she has a big family and I was fortunate enough to be a part of that family because we lost our parents, well, my mum when I was young, and my sister took the role of looking after me with another lovely sister. Anyway, hence I've watched her drink Coca-Cola and all the food she loved to eat, and I just slowly drip feed her and drip feed her and drip feed her. And she would slowly take things on, two step forward, three steps back, over and over and over. Anyway, last year she happened to see on Facebook that a few of my patients had posted an amazing review about coming to live with me. And I was actually did a post saying when the next one was on. So I only take, by the way, four patients at a time. That's all I take. I will not take on any more. Mm. And a minimum of two.
Mm.
And she said, me, I'm in. And I couldn't believe it. I actually rang her and I said, Lorraine, are you serious? I actually had tears in my eyes. Are you serious? Are you really going to come and make a change to your health? She said, I am. I'm going to. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to my beautiful, big, 71-year young sister, Lorraine Volchisky.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Dr. Sandra.
Yeah. Goodbye. You look fabulous. You've got a great figure, a beautiful figure that even a 29-year-old would love, and you don't look old.
Thank you very much.
Your lovely skin, and you've got an aura about you that's young and vibrant.
Thank you. Have you
always been like that?
I have and I haven't. Half and half, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
50-50.
Okay.
And when you have a little sister that's been on your back for over 30 years, and you kind of
let go. Has she always been good? Has Rua always been good?
Mm. Always. Rua's always been a little bit bossy. But anyway, healers have to be. Okay.
Yeah.
And I didn't listen. Finally listened when I was about 70. I thought to myself, I'm going to do this. Mm. She couldn't believe it. She says, I'll give you a test if you're ready to come. And the retreat was in October. She said, for the month of September, no sugar, no wheat, no dairy. She says, what am I going to eat? Use your imagination. You're a real good cook. So the whole month I did it. Down I went for the retreat. Before I went to the retreat, I was diabetic, high blood pressure, cholesterol, underactive thyroid. Mm. I used to take 21 tablets a day. After the
And they were drugs?
They were drugs,
you were taking 21 different drugs
a day.
And how did you feel?
I thought I was feeling normal, didn't I? Like, I didn't feel sick or anything. I was quite active for, even though I was a sick person.
Yes.
You know, you would never think I was that sick.
Mm.
So down I
but
go.
But you showed it in your high cholesterol and your high blood pressure. Yeah.
So down
which
we go.
Which is dangerous. That high blood pressure is very dangerous.
So down where I go to the retreat. On the 5th, and she monitors you the whole day. 6 o'clock in the morning, she's sitting, taking your blood pressure, pricking your finger and everything. On the 5th day, she goes, do you trust me? I said, of course I trust you. I want to take you off two of your diabetic tablets. I says, go on then. So she took me off. The next day, she comes in, everything's good. Do you still trust me? I said, of course I do. I'm going to take you off your blood pressure tablet. I says, all right then. So she does that. 8th day, she takes me off my other diabetic tablets. Mm. Now I'm left with the thyroid and my cholesterol. She can't test those in the home. She comes in on the 10th morning to do all the thing, and she says, how do you feel? I said, I feel good. I've taken myself off all the tablets. I said, because if you can get me off the two harder ones, the other things must be very good. Mm. So I ring my husband and tell him what's going on. He's so upset. He's booked me in for the doctors the day I get home. I go home.
Well, it is a good idea to tell your doctor what you're doing.
Okay.
But I understand the politics.
Yeah, so I
but, you know, we doctors, we have to say always check with your own doctor. And see, you know, Rua can always ring me and check.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, you know, it is good to be able to reduce people's medication.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of interactions, particularly as people get older.
Mm-hmm.
Because their liver's getting older, it doesn't break down the drugs as well. Their renal function deteriorates. And there's no doubt about it that there's polypharmacy used in older people today. You know, there's too many drugs used in medicine, in geriatric medicine. I don't believe in it, but we have to always let the doctor know what you're doing. But the wonderful thing about holistic medicine is when you improve people's liver and gut, you're treating the cause of a lot of these problems. Mm. and you are able to gradually reduce the medications. Yeah, and did you feel different once you'd reduced the medication?
Yes, absolutely marvellous. I arrive home, and when I arrive home, my husband's 86 kilos. He got a bout of gout.
Walking
down the passage.
Pain.
And he goes, wow, look at you. But before I go home, I said to her, how am I going to change my husband? He's European, eats feta cheese, piles of bread, red meat. Oh. She said, you're a beautiful cook. He'll eat whatever you put in front of him. So when I walked in the door, he goes, oh, my goodness, look at you, darling, after 2 weeks.
Mm.
And I said, I think we're going to change you as well. To cut a long story short, to change Collie,
just beforehand, you went to the doctor and had your test done.
Oh, good.
Had my test done. On day 13.
Just make sure we're clarifying
this. Because holistic means include everyone.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. And he booked me in next time at the doctor's. She takes all the, and she has a look at me. She said, you're looking good, Lorraine. And I told her. I didn't tell her what I'd done. Mm. I said, I'd been down on a retreat at my sister's and I just want to check how all my bloods and everything are. Yes. She said, you're looking good.
Yes.
I said, good. So took all my tests, go back there 5 days later. And she says, I don't know what's happened, but your diabetes is not there. Your cholesterol's not there. And then I told her. And she goes, wow, hop up on the table, I want to take your blood pressure. She takes my blood pressure and she weighs me and she's, I can't believe it. And she grabs hold of my cheeks and she pats them like that and she goes, whatever you're doing, darling, you keep doing it.
She's a good doctor. She's got an open mind.
Yeah. Yes. So that was that.
Yes.
And then I told her I was going to put my husband, do the same kind of thing. And then lo and behold, we've joined this beautiful company and you're detox programs on there.
Yes.
And Rua says, Collie doesn't need to come to my place for that retreat. You do the detox program with him and that will turn Collie around. So we did the detox program in January.
Yes.
Fine. He's come right round now. He looks like a million bucks.
He does. I saw him the other night. Looked wonderful.
He's only weighed 72 kilos now since October to now.
Yeah.
And we just finished the... We did another bout of the detox, finished on the 4th of July.
21-day detox program.
Yeah. And then we went straight into the evolution. So now we're on day 19 of the evolution.
Yes.
We're off to Europe on Wednesday. So when we finish that in another 8 days, we'll have 2 weeks in Europe without doing nothing. And then we're back on the evolution for our last month over there in Europe. And in the meantime, I'm taking your lovely... liver tonic shots.
Yes.
Your magnesium.
Yes.
The immune system.
Right.
And the thyroid one. Just
And you've lost weight on this program?
Oh, yes.
How much?
Since I always was fairly thin anyway. I did get overweight, but you wouldn't call me obese. At one time I got to 79 kilos.
Oh,
Now I'm 61 today, probably.
Oh, wow. 61. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of weight loss, yes.
No, but since Ruiz, I've probably lost seven or eight kilos since then.
Yeah. Yeah, like I say, you've got a figure to die for. It's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
And I also
at 70.
At 71, actually.
Oh.
And I also want to share with you, because she didn't say this part, she also is a mother of 6 children, 18 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren.
Another great-grandchild
on the way.
Oh,
lucky me, aren't I?
I've
got my health back thanks to my sister and thanks to you, Dr. Sandra Kabak, and I've got all my family behind me, and that is
And you're going to live a lot longer.
Oh, yes.
Because you got rid of your fatty liver and your diabetes. Yes.
But this is another little trick. I went into a little wee bit of a slump there about 2 months ago, and we'd go to our meetings with IO, and she'd have a look at me and she'd go, what have you been eating? You've got a little bit of a fatty liver there.
Yes.
And I said, I had some fish and chips. What have I told you, Lorraine? You know, so I've got a spy. I can't go far, you know. You've got the same
problem.
If you do have a treat every now and then, you've always got the detox program to help you. And it's what you do 90% of the time that matters.
Yes. And now that we've got those little wee punnets that we could take away with us and everything,
yes,
on holidays, and
that's right, the evolution,
probably,
the evolution superfood and the evolution gut
and health
repair.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good health begins in the gut, and, you know, your liver is the organ of longevity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's lovely to listen to these stories because you're all such wonderful people. And, you know, Jane... you've done so well, and you epitomised the fact that you needed conventional medicine and surgery, but then afterwards you needed nutritional medicine. to really restore your immune system, because the chemo destroyed your immune system. And, you know, you can restore your liver and your immune system with nutritional medicine.
Absolutely. And as I said, I have a fabulous team. My oncologist and my GP both acknowledge the work that Rua does. And obviously they aren't in the same space as you are as a holistic practitioner. But I guess the good part of that is I recently had my annual colonoscopy, because I'm still having them. And my liver surgeon, who does all of my health care, came up to me and he said, "Oh, I've changed my forms. I'd like you to have a look at these." And on the back of it, it had, you know, because the front of the form is, you know, are you on diabetic medicine, blah, 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 all the things that a surgeon's got to ask before you go into hospital.
True.
Then you turn over the form and it now has, what holistic medicines are you taking? Are you under the care of a naturopath? And he is now collecting data on alternatives. Now, this is one of Perth's leading liver surgeons, and I'm obviously not going to name him because that's inappropriate. But, yeah,
he'll be flooded with new patients. He's got an open mind.
Yeah. Absolutely. And all my medical practitioners have an absolutely open mind, and they have no challenge whatsoever sharing any of my results with Rua.
That's wonderful, because they can see that you're a highly intelligent woman, and that you're completely healthy now. And, you know, that's unfortunately not the norm. You know, after people have chemotherapy and they've lost part of their liver, they don't know what to do. They're left hanging. And palliative care really is a negative word. We should call it healing care, restorative care, because a lot of people can survive cancer. It's just that they need a team approach, a holistic approach. So you guys are doing a wonderful job. And Rua, I'm looking forward to when your big health retreat starts, a healing retreat, because I'm sure there'll be hundreds of people there. And I'm sure that gradually we'll change the attitude of doctors to incorporate nutritional medicine as part of a regular program. It won't be alternative, it will be a normal thing. Okay, so you've been listening to Rua Wedders, a naturopath in West Australia, from Yours for Health, and her two success stories of just a few. I'm sure she has hundreds. Jane McGregor, who's a cancer survivor, and Lorraine Volcheski, who has reversed diabetes.